It seems like a reasonable enough proposition.
Making sure that the government knows what it's buying and the industry knows what it's selling.
But Vivek Kundra, the federal chief information officer, says as of right now, that's often not the case.
I've talked to a lot of people who've left the government and have moved on to the private sector. And what they tell me is 90% of the time, they're all guessing and have strategic sessions to figure out what are these people really thinking in the government when they write these RFPs. What we need to be able to do is we need to be crystal clear on what our requirements are, and we need to be crystal clear when things aren't working.
Kundra and his modernization team at OMB think one big reason those requests for proposals are sometimes clear as mud is that the industry they're targeting isn't involved in helping to build the ideas behind them. And why is that? Dan Gordon heads the Office of Federal Procurement Policy.
There is often fear on the part of government people that if they talk to industry, they're going to get in trouble. If they conduct discussions during a procurement, they're going to end up with a bid protest on their hands. We got to get past that, folks. There are too many situations where, for example, we don't conduct discussions. We make award based on initial proposals. We're leaving money on the table. We cannot afford that. There could be a better technological solution that we're not finding out about because we're afraid to talk with industry.
Bob Dix is a former senior congressional staff member who's now with Juniper Networks. He says the problem is not a figment of OMB's imagination.
What I've seen on a firsthand basis is a total reticence for fear of what the ramifications might be. So I think that's real, and I think it's regular, and I think that's something that really needs to be addressed in a meaningful way, because we're not learning from one another, and we're not having the opportunity to share the possible. As a result of that, then people go back to what they know, as opposed to looking for best value, looking for innovation, looking at better ways to achieve the mission on behalf of the taxpayer. I believe that's what the leadership wants to accomplish, and I believe industry is willing to step up and participate in that dialogue given the opportunity.
One IT industry representative at OMB's unveiling assigned blame for the closed communication channels to ethics officials and inspectors general, saying they frighten agency contracting staff into keeping prospective vendors at arm's length. Tim Young, a former senior OMB official who's now with Deloitte, says he's not sure if that's true, but it's the sort of problem the Obama administration can avoid by getting the buy-in of everyone involved up front.
In government, it's very unique because you have multiple stakeholders that have multiple lines of communication and chains of command. The challenge, but yet the opportunity, is to communicate with them on the desired outcomes that benefit their organizations over a long period of time so that you can get their buy-in. Doing that upfront collaboration and brainstorming with various stakeholders at all levels really can help streamline the implementation of an agenda of this nature and this magnitude.
And OMB's Gordon says that's just what they intend to do.
We need to work with the Office of Government Ethics. We need to work with the attorneys, and we can meet with the IGs as well if need be. We have got to have our people be comfortable using authorities that they already have to meet with industry, to listen to industry, without giving anybody an unfair competitive advantage. We can do this.
Over the next few weeks, OMB will start what it's calling a Mythbusters campaign to try to convey its view to agencies about what they can and can't do when they're talking to potential vendors. And Kundra promises they also plan to take steps to get vendors more involved in the design phase of new IT systems.
We're going to launch an interactive online platform to make sure that the industry is engaged in the pre-RFP phase so that you know what the U.S. government is looking to buy, not after a procurement hits the street, but before. We want to be able to benefit from the ideas and the thinking out there. We've seen programs that move aggressively in terms of looking at technologies that are out there, they end up making better decisions.
OMB plans to issue a memo next month identifying what it thinks are the most pervasive myths about talking to vendors during the acquisition process. They plan to do that by consulting with industry figures, agency program managers, and contracting officials, and their ethics staffs. They'll spend next year taking that newly created awareness campaign to agencies with webinars, conference presentations, Q&A sessions, and a mandatory online training program. In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.